the general thought seems to be that since we're in a pandemic, it's probably best if people don't do the traditional trick-or-treating this year?
That is correct. Based on the situation in the province, based on the slight local rise in cases that we have seen over the past week, we are encouraging local residents to consider alternatives, to consider safer options to celebrate Halloween this year.
Obviously, we've gotten lots of feedback on our social media and things like that about this. There's folks that say, what's the difference between going to a drive-through and trick-or-treating and things of that nature. Is there anything that you would, say to those folks about why they shouldn't trick-or-treat this year?
So it's one of these situations when we are in a pandemic, in a situation where we have a respiratory virus that spreads with close physical contact, activities that promote gatherings of individuals that might be in close proximity, and children traveling in small groups, coming to the door trying to get candy. This is very different, much more unstructured than let's say going through a drive-through would be. Mm. Also, if you are, just put yourself in a perspective of someone who is again a person who might be at increased risk for complication from COVID, and they might be very nervous about trick or treating. There are the ones that will have people coming to their door, and again it's a bit of a pressure for them to whether they open and provide candy or whether they try to opt out of the celebration. It's again very different. We have to be mindful of that and respectful of these individuals in the community, and generally I recommend that people consider alternatives, that there are many safe alternatives that could be tried instead of conventional trick and treating. And we are providing some examples, and I'm sure people will be very creative, can be very creative and think of something that's very enjoyable for children without again, putting themselves or others at risk.
Is the argument of structure kind of the same response to those who say, well, if my kid can be in school, how come they can't go trick-or-treating?
Well, there's a difference in terms of what's the risk versus benefit. We know that the benefits of education, the benefits of children being in school, of having that ability to have in-person learning, that's something that has benefits beyond today. It's something that sets them in a good position for the future. So again, it's hard to compare something that's fun activity. It's a celebration. It's something that people enjoy. But again, it's something that's Halloween celebration. That's something that I would view as more optional than going to school. So again, there are some situations and circumstances in which we are accepting the risk, and in schools there are extensive measures put in place to ensure that children with symptoms are not participating. There's extensive screening. We're just not relying on parents' conscience and goodwill not to send children with symptoms to school. There is screening. There are protocols in place. None of that really would be happening in unstructured door-to-door trick-and-treating, conventional trick-and-treating activities. And this is why I am recommending to look at the alternatives this year.
Great. I know you've also put out some tips for people who do decide to go out and trick-or-treat, because as you said in your statement, it's obviously up to individual families to make that decision. One of the things that I noticed was the importance of wearing a mask other than a costume mask. Can you give us a little bit more on that, on why, say, my ghost mask isn't enough?
Oh, certainly, yes. And again, very good point that families would have to make decisions on their own. Again, we are providing recommendation and guidance. And if someone chooses to participate in these activities, maybe in a smaller setting, It is important to realize that a costume might be made from materials that's not entirely the same the same type of material, the same protection as the even non-medical face covering. So that face covering should be what we recommend should be made a part of the costume, but let's not assume that a material fabric or a part of the costume would serve the same purpose. There might be different materials. They might have gaps. They might have they may not provide the same level of containing on secretions as the non-medical face covering would.
Mm. I've heard I'll call it a theory because I don't know how many people are actually going to do it, but some people perhaps worried that because we are somewhat open to trick-or-treating as opposed to a place like Toronto or Ottawa where they've full-on said no, that folks from out of town may come here to trick-or-treat on a because it's a Saturday. Is that something that we should be concerned about?
Again, I'm not certain whether that's something that's a realistic worry. Again, the trick or treating would have two components. One is the community generally, people who are going and trick and treating, and the other ones is others who are participating by opening their homes to receive the trick or treaters. And again, If we as a community collectively decide that this year we are looking at alternatives, that will also reduce the number of individuals who are offering treats to the trick or treaters. So again, that's something that I don't think. Again, it's my opinion, but if I were a parent in Toronto, I wouldn't necessarily want to drive a few hours out of town to do trick and treat in another community. So again, it's a theoretical concern, but I don't think that's very realistic.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that that you'd like to add or that we should know?
Again, this is something that I think it's really important for us to look at our community and look at how relatively spared we have been so far. We have cases, cumulatively, it's about 70 cases from the beginning of pandemic. This week we have 7 active cases. And again, we have seen a slight raise in cases following Thanksgiving. It's too early to see the full impact of that. But again, part of the reason why we have been relatively spared compared to the hundreds of cases that we see across the province, one is the population density, the type of communities we have, where maybe individuals are a bit more physically distanced from one another, but also it's the tremendous efforts that's been maintained on part of individuals in this community, and I would like that to be recognized and also see that this effort of looking at alternatives for Halloween celebration could also add to the other efforts and could overall result in us not seeing a significant spike of cases. We will see some COVID activity. Again, it's inevitable, but again, we can do anything we can do to minimize that is very much needed. So I really urge everyone to look at that from that perspective and see what we can do collectively.